the book of John, and we'll take the one in chapter 14. In verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Now, part of the work of the Holy Spirit is to help you remember the things that the Spirit spoke to you. Throughout all your life, every time God speaks to you, one of the most normal processes is He will dig out from your life every single word of God that you heard from the time you're a baby till whatever age you are. Even here and there that your natural conscious mind don't remember. And He has a way of bringing it. Whether they have scripture verse following it or not, it could be just a sentence with no scripture verse attached, but that was in line with the word that you heard throughout your life, principles that were in line with the word, and you will bring it to your remembrance. Therefore, the more of the scriptures are in you, the more you hear God's word, the more resources the Holy Spirit has to pull out your remembrance. Now, isn't the act of remembering a thought process? It says the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance. Technically, isn't the art or the act of remembering a thought process? It is a thought. You remember something, your mind and your thoughts are flowing. So if I can put it in technical language, that same verse, John 14, verse 26. When the Holy Spirit comes to you, He will work in your thought processes, taking out from your life the things that God has spoken into your life and bringing it to your conscious thoughts in a process of remembering. That is a supernatural activity. But it's all internal and it may not be that spectacular. At this point, let's look at the word thoughts. T-H-O-U-G-H-T-S, thoughts. Thoughts, and all of you are thinking right now, and you're thinking all the time, different type of thoughts. And some of you are so conscious of the food you eat every day, eating the right foods, looking at the calories, looking at the nutritional value, and all those things. But have you thought about thoughts? Have you thought about thoughts? What they are? Number one, thoughts always have a source. Source. The source of thoughts could be deep within your own soul or your spirit, or could be caused by a physical factor within you. Your recognition factor. They have a source. The source of the thoughts could be from within yourself, from God, or from the devil. All thoughts, I repeat, all thoughts, A-double-L. And the word all is used in the English dictionary definition, which exclude nothing. A-double-L, all thoughts have a source. You are, therefore you think. Existence itself causes a flow of thoughts. All living things have a form, quote-unquote, of thoughts. Plants, I don't want to go too far there, have a form of consciousness that is very, very low level. Right, I better repeat. Very, very, extremely low level. That recently the scientists have discovered and they start talking to plants. And they found when they play music to plants, the plants respond. So obviously there's some level. all living things have some thought processes. But plants, insects, and all those have very low process of consciousness. Then there are animals. And now, of course, man, created in the image of God. Different level. Angels, demons, all have thoughts. Point one. All thoughts. A-double-L. What's the word all in Greek, Hebrew, Latin? Means the same thing. What's the word all in Spanish? Todo. Is that? Okay. Todo. All your thoughts have a source from within you, from outside you, that is God. Of course, God is not within, so in a sense, it feels within, inner, deep within you, in your spirit. So let me define it. All thoughts have a source. God, either yourself, God, or the devil. Secondly, all thoughts carry a quality of either love, joy, fear, peace, whatever. All thoughts have that quality. No, when you think about thoughts, you think thoughts are just knowledge, correct? When you think about the word thoughts, what are thoughts? And all of us are thinking thoughts have to do with facts or bits and pieces of information that are flowing through your mind. All thoughts have a source. Natural source from within you, spiritual source from within you, soul source from within you, spiritual source from God, or spiritual source from the enemy. And secondly, all thoughts have a quality attached to it besides the information of facts or misinformation it may contain. The quality of it can be felt in your emotions and to a certain extent in your spirit. That means that every thought has a quality of fear, or faith, or joy, or love, or peace, or anxiety. There's an energy, another energy that is there. Right? I'm presenting to you something that is likened to discovery of light. When they look at light, you know, light is light. But then they discover that light has wavelengths. And according to the different wavelengths of the light, you see the different colors. The shorter wavelengths, get it correct. I forgot which is short, which is long. Purple, is it? Okay. The shorter wavelength are the ultraviolet and the purple side. The longer ones are the infrared and the reddish color. And in between are all the other colors wavelength. So you see the colors according to how long the light wave is. Light wave is, you know, like a sine wave. It make one wave. As you see sometimes in the ocean, small little waves and big waves. So light has waves. Then they discover that light has intensity. You know, you can have a big wave that is not so strong and the same big wave that is carrying more energy of it, more you can have the length of the waves, you can have the think of better words. How fast the waves are moving. Right? Frequency. So, in the same wave, the tiny little wave moves a million times a millisecond, it's going to be powerful. But the same wave moving a little bit, you know, you have one every minute, it's not that strong. In the same way, you're beginning to understand that all thoughts have a source. All thoughts have another quality to it. You can call it whatever you want, for lack of better words, frequency, emotional qualities, but it has a quality that I find I'm running out of words to describe. You see, you can think about a dog, let's say, example. And I say, a black dog. And then you see all kinds of black dog, big and small, all right? So let's have a black Shih Tzu dog. All right. So, black Shih Tzu dog, 6 inches long. Now, that is a very, very fixed, determined, technical thought. You can't get it. You can't get a 6-inch black Shih Tzu dog. It's not a Shih Tzu. Okay. Okay, must be a little baby. Okay. Now, you can see that dog in your mind. Let's make the dog a bit longer. 1 feet? 1 feet. Give him 1 feet. Okay. A black 1 feet long, 1 foot long Shih Tzu dog. Oh, you got a dog there? You got it? You got it in your thoughts right now? You want a dash hound? You want to change it? Let's get a Shih Tzu. Okay, get a Shih Tzu. Okay. You don't know what a Shih Tzu look like? Oh, no. Okay. We are in Australia. 10-foot high kangaroo. Okay, oh, you got it. Okay, a 10-foot high kangaroo. Okay, that you can visualize. 10-foot high kangaroo. That's a big one. By the way, the kangaroos grow to 10 foot. I may be overdoing it now. Okay, 6 foot. Let's compromise. Have we got all our thoughts synchronized? Okay. A 6 foot high male. Yes? Okay. Thank you. Brown. Okay. Brown. Oh, it's either red or brown. Red or? Okay, red, a red kangaroo. Thank you, red. I didn't realize that kangaroos are red and not brown. All right. That's something new I've learned today. All right. A 6 foot tall male red kangaroo. Everyone got that thought right now? Right. Do you know? Oh, you just... Don't shoot him yet. We haven't finished with him. Right. I know we got soup. We need some soup upstairs, right? No. And we're not having kangaroo soup yet. A 6 foot tall red male kangaroo. You got that thought? Hold that thought. Now, you all react emotionally different to that kangaroo. Have you noticed? There's another quality to the thought. The facts describe the kangaroo, but the facts are not describing how you feel about the kangaroo. Some of you who may have grown up in place with lots of kangaroo, and when you were growing up, you have been punched 10 times by a kangaroo. The image of the kangaroo produced fear in your life if you were not healed yet. Right? It produced an emotion, and your emotion is fear. Uh-oh, is that the same red kangaroo that was in my nightmares? Another one of you could love kangaroo meat. You have a special recipe for kangaroo, especially kangaroo tails. And you came from a farm area where in those days, there was not much meat around, and your parents shot a few kangaroos, and their specialty in their home was kangaroo tail soup. Tie me kangaroo down spot. Tie me kangaroo. All right, okay. So, you grew up. Okay. That was just before you got killed, right? So. So, when we describe the 6 foot high red kangaroo. You look at it and all you could think of is the kangaroo soup your parents had, and you had a feeling of nice remembrance. So have you realized that the information that your thoughts have carry another quality? It's a quality that you feel a feeling quality. And so that's the part, the number two I'm talking about. That all thoughts have that quality of whether it has an emotional quality,